And we are with you for Ordinary Life. And I'm not going to let her say the F word. Or what are we talking about, Emma?
We're talking about having Parkinson's.
Oh, actually, that sounds really grim. Let's go back with the other one. Yeah, we're talking about living on normal, ordinary lives.
Okay, yeah, yes.
And we try to have.
I can't
say it now.
We try to have fun with Parkinson's. Now you've given me a complex about it.
I'm sorry. I just think it's funny.
It is funny. It's very, what's the word, oxymoronic.
And goodness. Is it an oxymoron?
I don't know. I'm going to have to Google
that. I thought
now.
It was a paradox.
Yes, it's a paradox.
It's paradoxical. That would be a fun. Yeah. It's Parkinson's. strangely. I don't know. Somebody tell us. Somebody give me some English lessons.
That's quite appropriate with today's topic being about the time thief. So
it is.
Kind of reminded me of Doctor Who when you said paradox. It's
yes.
Weird. It's
time. Wibbly wobbly, timey wimey kind of thing. And we are also sponsored by Cover Yours Insurance. From quote to claim, they're in your corner. Please give them a call. You can contact them via coveryours.co.nz. I don't think they do time travel, though, which would be really good for an insurance company.
Yeah, actually.
It would be cracking, actually.
It might give them some problems, though. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. It'd give the insurance company some problems.
Yeah.
But
us, maybe better? I don't know.
Quite better for me.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting moral question in that. Would you time travel if you could? I think I'd like to have a time turner like Hermione. And to be able to just, you know,
I never understood if Hermione aged, though. I wanted to find that out. It was like, that sounds great. Mm. Is she getting older twice as fast?
Yeah, I think she, potentially, yeah.
Yeah, it's all well and good covering all those classes. But seriously, who wants to age twice as fast?
That's right. And who wants to have Parkinson's?
Who wants to have Parkinson's?
No one's putting their hands up.
Anybody? Any takers?
But we were going to talk about...
I did not think so.
We were going to talk about Parkinson's stealing our time, and how does that happen for you, Kitty?
Oh, goodness me again. It happens because I need to exercise every day.
Mm.
It happens because I need to remember that I have medication. Mm. I need to remember my prescriptions. I need
it's a whole
so
lot
many
of
things.
Administration.
Travel to visit the hospital and the doctor.
Mm.
And let's not get going on my irritation with the cost.
Mm.
And apparently in other countries you can have like disability support.
Mm.
And they allege that we have it here in New Zealand. But I don't know if you've ever tried to claim it.
No.
Basically, you can see that it's like a skit from a comedy show.
Yeah.
You think they've probably sat around going, right, so they can claim mileage. Yes. How do we put them off claiming mileage? Well, you need to rate your car, get it rated, and you need to provide your receipts.
Wow.
And you need to provide your car parking receipts.
Crikey.
And your mileage. And you're just like, are you having a laugh?
Oh, my gosh.
It's almost like, ha, 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 ha. Do you find it difficult to be disabled? Come, let us mock you. Sorry.
That is so right. So right, eh?
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry, because that is how it feels, because
yeah.
It's hard enough bloody, I mean, it's bloody a swear.
I think we can say bloody.
It's hard enough getting through life just, you know, as it is, without having all the admin involved with being chronically ill.
All the bloody admin.
Yes, that's definitely a red flag for me.
Mm.
But
how does it steal time for you, Emma?
Well, I haven't had the experience of trying to claim disability support.
You're not
but
that stupid.
I have done. I do feel your pain on the doctors, the admin involved in, because you have to get a script for your meds.
Yep.
That comes from neurology, but you have to get it regularly filled by your GP. They only give it to you for 3 months at a time.
And because you get it from your GP, they have to see you every 12 months to apparently...
Yes, to review your medication, which
they don't do anyway.
Which is basically them going, oh, yes, tick that box. You're still taking these meds, which you are taking for life.
Do you still have Parkinson's?
Sorry. Yes, and like everything is set up to tick magically over at the financial end of the financial year. So it's like, yes, chronic illness is not got a cure is kind of like doesn't fit that mold, and that's very annoying.
I love it. Like, we need to see you. It's like, why?
Why?
We need to review medication. Well, I still take it.
See neurologist letter circa
9 years ago.
Yeah.
Remember that word incurable?
I used to love it when they told me to come in, and then I'd turn up to the appointment and they'd go, oh, so what are we doing for you today? And I'd be like, you asked me to come in.
I did that to my – I felt a bit sorry for them actually, because they said, "What? Well, yeah, exactly that. What can we do for you today? And I went, I don't know. Apparently you want to see me. I said, I'm paying you because you want to see me.
And then there's dealing with the incorrect stuff in the neurology letter, like the typos and what have you.
And when you get your medication wrong from the pharmacy.
And yeah, and then explaining to them why you're just still prescribed something that somebody had put a note on that you weren't.
Have you been to a different pharmacy and they try and tell you how to take the medication?
Yeah.
That's epic. I love that. They go, oh, have you taken this before?
And you're like, sadly, yes. And then they go, well, I still have to tell you all these things.
I need to run through some of these things with you. It's like, mate, I've been taking it for 9 years. And they're like, oh. Yeah, I've got Parkinson's. It's like, you know, kind of present for life. It's just like...
I know,
No.
But the other thing that it sticks me with the whole time theory is the rigidity of my routines. It makes me go, yes, I must now get up at this time and have this for breakfast and then do this for
You're
X
so
minutes.
So good, because I don't care, and then I complain that stuff isn't working. And it's probably my own stupidity because I refuse to give in to it.
Yeah.
And then I wonder why my body doesn't work or my pills aren't as effective. And
but also, as we talked about before, that kind of makes me like really like rigid, just like my muscles get when my pills run out. Oh,
Emma, that
was poetic.
So sad.
But you know, like when you can't flex to change in your life and it makes you, you know, the same all the time, that I think that's negative.
And that's why I think you have to try and break out of it, because so much of our time, I really resent. I mean, I have a full-time job now, which, you know, the hours are crazy, but I love what I do. But then I'm a parent as well, like you, and I have things that I'm interested in doing, and apparently I'm supposed to spend time with the man that I live with. It's supposed to be called a relationship, but, you know, finding time for all this stuff is impossible. And the thing I really struggle with is finding time for me.
Yes, and that's very, very crucial, as we know.
That's why this is so precious to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And
because it may seem like it's with us talking to you, actually.
This is actually our therapy session.
This is our therapy, yeah. Yeah, so thanks Coast Access.
For allowing us therapy.
Yes,
every
exactly.
Week. And hopefully people out there would find something... I don't know what background noise irritation.
I certainly would appreciate a solution to this time thievery. Like, what can be done?
What can be done? I think trying to be more organised. I'm actually having some coaching this week.
Oh, yay.
To try and help me with my organisation. And I've also started time blocking, which is apparently has been debunked. But, hey, it works for me. So,
yeah.
Fooey.
If it works, that's great. Yeah, do it.
Yeah. That's been really good. So if I see a customer, I then block out some of the time that I'm going to go deal with their issue instead of just going, oh, I'm seeing them in 2 days and I haven't done anything. Sorry.
Yeah.
And that's good. And setting reminders for my prescriptions. I still resent it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah.
I resent the exercise the most. I hate
that. I'm sorry for laughing.
I know you can laugh. You have to. I get up and start crying and then I feel great. But and it's when you see people who go, oh, I wish I could exercise every time, don't you?
I've and you're a, like,
I've got a gym subscription that I never use it. And you're like, get lost.
It's that I have no pity for you person who's got no reason for not using your gym membership.
What's wrong with you? Oh, nothing. Right. Shut up.
I mean, I retired at the age of, I don't know, how old am I? 46, 47.
I don't know how old you are. I just know that you're younger than me, which is really annoying.
In order to exercise more, pretty much, I mean, it feels like the more I go on with this Parkinson's character, the more I go, oh, I think I need to do more exercise. I need to fit into my day some flexibility, some strength, some balance, some cardio, some.
How annoying is it? It's so irritating, eh?
Some of it's fun. Like, I find the stuff I do at karate quite fun, even though it sounds really, well, it is really hard. But, like, I do get quite excited by the challenge.
I can do a half side plank now.
Can you? A half. Like on your forearm plank. Sort of yeah. thing. Oh, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I was like, get me. I knew that, but it's weird. Like, really hard on my parky side and on the other side. It's not too bad. But, I think what is important when it comes to that kind of thing is keep trying, even though it's hard and takes a long time.
Yeah.
Because I did this exercise and you have to like lie on the floor and sideways and you lift your legs up. And my husband was like, why are you trying to do that? And I was like, because, look. And I was like, well, hey. I mean, I don't look elegant. I look like a beached whale rolling around on the floor. But I kind of did it. And I was proud of myself.
And it's not about how you look, it's about how you feel.
How you feel. How do you feel, Emma, about your time thievery?
I'm not flash with it. The biggest thing for me is, I've cut out work and that does make things easier. But, you know, that's because I'm privileged and
you're
can.
Rich.
Well, I'm not.
I am. Well, you're now
okay.
poor.
Okay, I am rich. I'm rich. I'm richer. I was richer in time, and then I filled it all up with activities.
You're time rich.
Yeah, I'm time richer. But it just makes you realise like how hard it is for people out there who, they have to. You have to work. You have to do everything. And manage your, life admin associated with being
life admin.
Life
I love
admin.
That phrase,
yeah,
man.
It's kind of is it kind of management waffle talk.
Yeah. But I mean, there's the obvious stuff like it takes me longer to do stuff, and I hate that. I really hate that. Walking in anything physical.
Yeah.
Sitting at the desk, I'm still pretty much very efficient. But, walking, doing stuff physically can be a lot slower. Mm.
It's like your whole life has got an added degree of difficulty, eh?
Yep.
And what can you do? But just do it. I mean, that's what
you
people...
You have to just keep going.
Yeah.
And I know that we say that all the time, but it's the truth. Because I don't really know what other advice to give apart from, yes, it's hard, it's difficult, it's so irritating. But you have to kind of just go, oh, well, it is what it is. I can't change it.
Yeah, and but you can't change any of the admin things from government either, it seems. So.
Yeah, but you can kind of change your mindset.
Mm,
And I know people talk about mindset and all that kind of stuff all the time, but you can do that.
And it's every day. You have to keep,
so focusing
on the good. Yes.
Don't stress about the time thievery.
Yeah.
Just take a deep breath.
A little by little, get it done.
Yeah, and little bit, chunk it down.
Chunk it down, chunk it up.
In the Scouts, they used to say, how do you eat an elephant?
I don't know.
You chunk it down.
Bite by bite.
Little by little by little. Thank you, Emma. This was actually lots of fun.
Yeah, it was for me too.
Excellent. Don't forget, we're sponsored by Cover Yours Insurance. From quote to claim, they're in your corner, coveryours.co.nz. And we'll see you all again. Well, we won't see you because it's the radio, but
we'll
we will
talk
be
to you.
Back next week. Goodbye from me.
Ka kite anō from me.
Bye.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.